I'm here with Duncan Patton, star placement finalist here at the 94th National FFA Convention from Madison County FFA chapter in Georgia. How does it feel to be a finalist?
I'm truly blessed to be here right now.
And what was the project that you did?
So my project actually started on my family's cattle operation, Patton Family Farms. And it sort of grew from there as I got older and began to get opportunities to work for other local ranchers and farmers, and grew to the point of when I moved off to college, I worked for a grain operation up in Ohio as well.
And what has been your part in this?
My part's been it started with basic jobs, and you know, at each operation I started as just the base man of doing manual labor, and would work my way up through the ranks to start making decisions and helping, like, in the cattle side of, like, vaccinations and marketing.
And what have you learned along the way?
Hard work and dedication truly pays off in the end. You have to be willing to work for it, but you have to know what you're working for.
And how has this shaped your future and what you want to do?
It's put my future in motion to where I now know what I want to do, that I want to grow my family's cattle operation and just live there on the farm and raise cattle and just continue out the traditions that the past seven generations have established for me.
And this has been your family operation, so you've been a part of it for quite a while now. About when was it that you decided to really start working on this award and using it towards this kind of project?
So I started working on my family's cattle operation as a kid, and my older cousin, Shelly McQuigg, always was involved with the FFA as long as I could remember, and she's been a huge role model to me, and I always looked up to her, and seeing her go through the FFA and what she did through it started pushing me to do it myself, and she became an ag teacher and started helping me form my proficiencies and my SAE as I went along.
So your cousin kind of helped inspire the beginning of it. Who helped you all the way through?
You know, if it wasn't for my parents, I wouldn't be here at all. Their love and support has truly pushed me through a lot. And then my advisors, there's a handful of them, but Ms. Bell has been one of the biggest helps for me. And then I have Mr. Daniels, Ms. Jones, Mr. Pedraza, and former teachers would be Ms. Blevins and Mr. Latimer.
And what's been your favorite part of this whole process?
Meeting with people, meeting new people, making connections in an industry that is honestly a dying art of cattlemen, ranchers, farmers. As you look, it's the older generation is getting out of it, and there's not as many people getting into it. And it's amazing that I can go out pretty much anywhere in the country and I know somebody within a couple hundred miles of where I'm at.
And kind of meeting all these people and networking, you've probably been able to learn a few things that you can take back to your operation. What have been some things that you've been able to do that with?
I like to think that at every operation that I've worked at, I've took one thing at least, if not more, from each operation. And it would have to be one of my first jobs was actually working at Smith Dairy, where I learned a lot about mechanical skills and being a diesel tech, which I do to this day. With All Hours Farm, I spent a lot of time working with marketing and vaccinations, which I brought back to my family farm and made our vaccination regimen that much better. At Gossard Family Farms up in Ohio, a lot of what I did was the attention to detail is being able to walk past something and be like, oh, I see that's wrong with it.
All right, Duncan Patton, congratulations for making it this far.
Thank you.
And I'm Kaylee Foster in the FFA Newsroom.